Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. At the federal level, there is very little chance that any progress will be made on immigration reform. But in the Arizona legislature, lawmakers could have the opportunity to bring about some change, specifically for DACA recipients, the so-called Dreamers. A new Republic editorial encourages House Speaker Rusty Bowers to allow a vote on legislation that would give Dreamers in-state tuition at Arizona's public universities. Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with the Republic's Phil Boas about the bill.
Well, the legislation technically is called Senate Concurrent Resolution 1044, and what it would do is repeal parts of what was Proposition 300, which was legislation the voters passed back in 2006 that basically said that or prohibited non-citizens from getting public education benefits such as tuition waivers and grants, scholarships, financial aid, anything subsidized by state dollars. And so right now there's a push within the legislature, and there may be the votes to do it, and that is to repeal part of Prop 300 so that you can allow the Dreamer kids, kids who have grown up in Arizona, who were brought here as undocumented migrants by their parents, but really grew up in the United States, went to high school at Arizona schools and graduated from Arizona schools, and now must pay a very high out-of-state tuition rate, which has been reduced a little bit by the regions, but it's still about 150% of in-state tuition. And so that's kind of a wall that they face, and we have an opportunity to remove that.
And this is one of those rare things where a state could actually do something immigration-related. In truth, we always talk about how most of this is the federal government's responsibility, but this is something that Arizona could do if it actually moved.
You know, so much of immigration policy is really hard. You know, you don't have much agreement in the country on a lot of these things, like border walls and stuff like that. But there's always been broad agreement on trying to do something for the Dreamers, for those Dream kids, because they're essentially American children. They've been acculturated into our culture, the U.S. culture, which is a mix of many cultures. We had a story once, a profile of a young Dreamer, and they asked him, who's his favorite singer? And he said, Frank Sinatra. And I was thinking to myself, that's not just cross-national. That's not just cross-cultural. That's like cross-generational. You've got this 17-year-old who loves fedoras and strangers in the night. But it goes to show you that, these children, you know, if you were to say deport them back to Mexico, they'd be as much strangers in Mexico as, you know, any white kid being deported to Mexico. They would have a greater sense of the culture, obviously, because their parents are Latino, but they've really grown up in America and they've gone to our schools here. We've invested in them in their public education as we should, and then we put this huge barrier in front of them that makes it hard for them to afford in-state college and community college, and it's really a mistake. We need to get rid of that.
So, Phil, what has been the argument against the reduced tuition? I mean, because the Dreamers are in sort of their own category, they don't really apply in other ways that we've talked about if people, you know, mention undocumented immigrants. So what has been the holdup?
With the divisions in the country, the positions on immigration have hardened. And so the Republicans have just toughen their stance on humane reform. They're just not as willing to do it as they were in the past. If you look at, for instance, the DREAM Act, which was really crafted back in 2001, it has a long Republican pedigree. I mean, the Republicans were joining with Democrats. Back then it was Orrin Hatch, a conservative senator from Utah, working with Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and trying to do something for these young people. But over the years, I mean, we've seen border state Republicans supporting this kind of legislation, John Kyle, Jeff Flake, John McCain, John Cornyn in Texas. So it has had a lot of Republican support in the past, but we've just, You know, we went through national populism in the Trump era, and the both sides hardened, and, you know, we got away from it, and it's time to get back. And we have an opportunity in Arizona to do something for those kids who are our kids, and, you know, to really encourage them to get into in-state schools and, you know, to continue their education and make themselves even more valuable to them, their families, and to our state.
And Phil, finally, how much of a difference would that step make in keeping the Dreamers from continuing to be the political football, really, that they seem to be every couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a debate, and this gets back to the political question of, do you do this? Do you do comprehensive immigration reform, or do you do piecemeal? And comprehensive immigration reform is just impossible to do right now. You can't do it. So why not make baby steps, get some progress going, get Americans used to making some progress on immigration reform, humane reform, the way we ought to reform, because immigrants are of enormous value to this country.
Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thank you as always. Take care.
Thank you, Steve.